This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. With recreational marijuana getting so much attention in the culture, it's easy to forget how far the medical marijuana industry has come since California legalized medicinal use over 20 years ago. Medical marijuana is an estimated $5 billion industry today, but as a business, there are financial hurdles that other industries don't have to deal with. Marketplace's Justin Ho visited one marijuana lab that's found an innovative financing mechanism.
My GPS tells me I'm in the right place, but the building I'm looking at looks more like a storage facility than a fancy grow lab. There's no tinfoil on the windows or purple grow lights hanging from the ceiling. Between the pressurized rooms, sophisticated lab equipment, and barcoded cuttings, this could be Pfizer or Johnson & Johnson. Only the whole place smells like weed.
Just like college. The hallway is not so controlled, so things tend to linger in the hallway.
That's Luis Mejias. He's the operations manager for PharmaCann. It grows its plants here, extracts the cannabis oil, and sells it in the form of things like vape cartridges or tinctures. The marijuana is kept in barrels in a giant vault. Mejias can't take me in there, but, he tells me,
if we were to extract what we have here, which is close to a metric ton, yielding 100 kilos of active ingredient turned into vape cartridges, is about $40
million. $40 million worth of medical marijuana. But getting there costs many millions, too. There's the state-of-the-art lab, $25 million. Six-figure salaries to lure chemists and scientists from the pharma world. And then there's the price of doing business when your product is legal in some states but still outlawed by the federal government. Jeremy Unruh is PharmaCann's chief compliance officer.
Nothing's easy, and everything costs more. And everybody has a service to provide. Everybody wants to charge a premium for that service.
He says just getting a $5,000 line of credit at OfficeMax is complicated. Bank loans and mortgages are all but impossible. Entrepreneurs like Unruh often have to resort to other methods of raising capital, like draining their own investments, asking friends and family for money, or...
Or they look to a company such as ours.
Paul Smithers is CEO of Innovative Industrial Properties in San Diego. His company is a real estate investment trust, a REIT. It buys properties like PharmaCann's lab, then leases them back to the original owners, so guys like Unruh can be renters instead of owners and free up that capital to run their medical marijuana businesses.
And it also gives shareholders the opportunity to invest in a cannabis-related business.
REITs typically package properties like hotels and shopping malls and sell shares in the trust to investors. Innovative Industrial Properties is the first cannabis-related REIT. It's also the first cannabis-related company to go public on the New York Stock Exchange. Paul Habibi teaches at UCLA's Anderson School.
It hasn't been very easy for the average layperson to participate in this industry, but this is kind of one way to enter into that industry.
One risky way for now. PharmaCann's lab is the REIT's only property so far. Habibi says you need about 30 properties in a REIT to balance out risk. Still, he says if this novelty approach pays off, other unique industries might give REITs a chance. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.